T-Mobile.
BN0TR Mobile.
W2T, how are you and Bernice today?
Finer and Frog here split three ways. Can you beat that?
Split four ways, then I could beat that, so, you know. Anyway, had run out to the post office and pick up some stuff and also get a money order so I can send Vlad his money, make him happy. And then had to run to Wally World and pick up a few things, including a new pillow. I had decided I was going to get one of those My Pillow things. I'm tired of sleeping on other pillows and having a stiff neck when I get up. So anyway, and picked up a couple of other items. Now I'm going to go grab me a quick bite of lunch to take home, and then I'm going to head home and spend the rest of the day there. What are you and Bernice up to today?
Oh, we are going to go get some of that purple medicine for chickens to make them quit pecking on each other. They're not bad, but they're starting to do it, and that's just something you got to put a stop to quickly. And we drove by the dump again, and it's still got a line clear out to the highway there, so rain on that. We'll go another day. Ever since they built these new houses up here, the compactor now is just overwhelmed because the extra people and the fact that they're probably dumping their own trash.
I left the post office today. I went by the little dump substation that they've got over near Roebuck, and that place was packed full of people. I mean, there was people still waiting to get in. The inside was all full. There were several places where they were parked on the outside, on the inside, other than in the parking places where they unload. So, you know, everybody's getting rid of trash. I guess they're accumulating. Now that everybody's at home, they're accumulating more trash. But I was thankful. My trash man came yesterday and emptied my trash can. And so, you know, everything's copacetic there. So, you know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, we had a trash guy for a little while, but we just don't need it no more than we have. And it's 2 miles to the compactor. And it's really nice, and you pay for it with your taxes, I guess. Anyways, it's always been a real nice convenience. Never been busy before, and now it's just like going to Lowe's or Home Depot. And no, I'm not going to wait that long. At any rate, it's not an emergency. So we just went for a ride through the hills here, and enjoying the view. It's quite beautiful out here. We're on North Highway 14, passing that place where there's a lot of train cars and a great big bull and a cow out in the out there in a caboose, and it's just beautiful up here.
Talking about, I haven't been up that way in ages. It's been, oh gosh, I don't know how long since the last time I rode up that way, but that's a pretty area up through there, and I need to ride up through there one day and just take some pictures of that area up there. You know, as it's starting to green out and everything else, it makes everything starting to flower out and all that, so, and all. But I've been doing some macro photography lately, taking some nice close-ups of some surfaces and things and getting some good prints that I'm going to do some things. Not sure what I'm going to do with. I've got them on the computer right now. And now let me go see what it's going to take to get through this line of traffic here at the, I got to go around the building to get into their drive-through line. All right, that works out. Anyway, going through Zaxby's here, and they got a line out here, but that's okay. It works fine for me. You get in one line, go all the way around the building to get to the order point, and then you order and sit in the line there. So, but they're fairly quick here, so that's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, enjoy your lunch, and we're at the, what do you call it here, Maurice? Blue Ridge Feed and Seed. Yeah, Rusty, there's a battery place just north of this. And I know I bought a battery here a while back. What did I buy that sucker for, Mom? Put a new battery in the... I don't remember. But at any rate, my neighbor says that's where to buy your batteries at, that they're really reasonable there. So that's just your tip of the day. Catch you later. This is NZ0TR.
All right, catch you after a while, W2T.